chapter 7, Mishnah 3, Klipa, Rimun, Vanait, Shiloh, husks and blossoms of the pomegranate. Klipa, Egoizim, shells of nuts, Vagalinin, and also the kernels of the nuts. These things, Yeshlem, Shvis, normal seventh year laws apply to them. They are sanctified seventh year produce. V'ledemain Shvis, and if you sold them and got money for them, so the money would also become normal seventh year, money which has the sanctity of the seventh year. Atzavet tzovah la'atzmoy, different topic, a dyer may dye for himself. He may take things and he may make it for himself, but lo yitzba b'schar, but he's not allowed to do it for commerce. He's not allowed to do it commercially. Shen oisin schor b'paris shvis, because we're not allowed to trade with the seventh year produce, right? As we've mentioned before, you're not allowed to trade with it. V'lo b'b'choros, and also, now, we're going to list a few things here which are not seventh year produce, but you're also not allowed to trade with them. And what are they? Firstborn animals. The firstborn animal that was given, it was offered up in the temple, but if it had a blemish, then the priest could take it and he could eat it, or you could sell it for money, and right. But what you couldn't do is you couldn't use its shearings, and you weren't allowed to work it. You were only allowed to slaughter it for its meat. So the rabbis instituted a ban on trading or selling trading in them, so that people wouldn't mistakenly come to work them or use their fleece. So there's a ban on commercial activity around firstborn animals. The law, but truma is also around truma, that was given to the Kohen, and that's also, lest it comes into the hands of a non-Kohen, you'll lose track of it and forget that it's Truma, and it will be eaten by non-Kohen. So there's a ban on commercial activity with Truma. Velobe Nevelus, also with Nevelus, which are carcasses, animals that have just died of their own. Velobe Trefus, and also a Trefa, an animal that was shechted or not killed. It was shechted and found to be treif, that there was something wrong with it, or it wasn't shechted, it was killed not in the proper way. That's a treifer. So that's non-kosher meat. Non-kosher meat, there's a ban against commercial activity. A Jew's not allowed to be a butcher for non-kosher meat. That wouldn't be allowed. Velo b'shkatzim, velo b'ramasim, and also for reptiles or creepy crawly things. These things are all treif, you're not allowed, no commercial activity around them. And now back to seventh year produce, one may also not take buy field vegetables and sell them in the marketplace. And what this is talking about is vegetables that grew on their own in the field. You can't now go and harvest them, even though you didn't plant them, you can't go and harvest them and go and sell them in the marketplace. But what he can do is if he's taken it for himself, for his own needs, then his son could sell them. Or he's taken and he has too many. He takes some and he thinks this is what he needs, and then he realizes he has too many. Mutala machran, so that he can sell. There's a little bit left over that he can sell, but he can't make a whole big commercial project there about taking seventh year produce and selling it.